Now we're going to change pace a bit. We've been talking to Crime Stoppers, and look, if you believe you are being scammed, please do something about it. And I know in particular, and if they're doing it to the ladies, I bet they're doing it to men. They're looking, searching around for people who are putting up that they're lonely and they're divorced or widowed. And I know a friend of mine it's happened to. So just be very, very careful. And go and check that cyber.gov.au and check. No matter what somebody sells you, check it out there and you'll probably find it's a scam. But anyway, we're now going to talk to Glenn, Mr. Excited, who does the car shows. Welcome, Glenn.
Welcome, Alan. How are you, my friend? How are you doing on this beautiful warm day today?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm inside in the studio. But anyway, it's a bit better. I was here on Sunday afternoon and it was pouring and freezing, and now we're going to be in the 30s. We're going to get 31 today. But anyway, that's Melbourne. Glenn, the first thing I want to talk to you about is the Moorabbark Festival. Now, I feel terribly sorry for those people. They got 37 or something on Saturday and Sunday. It started off a bit warm and it all went downhill, and we got rain most of the day. So overall, did you hear how the festival went?
The festival still did very well. Even though it was a shocking rain all day, they still did very well. It wasn't nowhere near as big as their usual turnouts. Well, that's going to happen when you get bucketing down in the rain. But I still braved it with my eight-year-old son and left at 6:30 in the morning in our 58 Chevy in torrential rain with wipers only just working. And we got there and I left completely drenched from head to toe. I was saturated. But I was actually glad the rain came to help the shocking bushfires in Montrose. Oh, so it was a blessing in disguise, really.
Yeah. Glenn, how did you go getting cars? Because I know some of the guys don't like bringing them out in the rain.
Well, mate, it was my lowest turnout of all time.
I wouldn't
of 14 cars. But in saying that, you know, I actually, when I have big shows and I've got 300,000-500,000 cars, you don't get to have really good chats to owners about their vehicle. So I learned a lot about every individual and their owner. So it was actually a fantastic meet and greet sort of thing. It was really good, even though it was only small. And everyone got a trophy, mate. So how good's that?
That's not bad. and I got to be honest, like on a day like that, you just, if I know a lot of these guys are very, like to look after their cars, and a lot of them who would have come, just aren't going to come out in a day like that, are they?
Well, it's funny you say that. You know, there was a few modern classics. I mean, cars from the 80s who didn't come, but a couple of friends of mine came in really rare Chryslers from 1929 with wooden wheels.
Gee, it'd be cold there.
Would you imagine the drive they had in a 1929 Chrysler? And he drove all the way from Hillsville. So I tell you what, I was shocked when I saw cars like that rocking up. I actually couldn't believe it.
Yeah, I would have thought, to be honest, those were the sorts of cars. I could understand, you know, the 60s onwards where you can wind the windows up and you've got better wipers and better brakes, but I think anybody to bring an old car out like that is really, really very game.
Yeah, very game. But you know what? It's Melbourne weather, and you know what? I put the positive vibe on the day, and Moorabbark Festival are a great organisation. And you know what? Next year, be bigger and better, you know. No. So
that's good. Now, I've got to take a break in a couple of minutes, but first of all, you've got the crank up coming, haven't you?
Yeah, I got the crank up on the 5th of April, on the Saturday, the Show and Shine car show on the 5th of April.
Oh, so that's on the Saturday, is it?
Yeah, on the Saturday, the car show, and then the Sunday's the big main event with the wood chop and competition. And it's just a fantastic weekend overall. So
I know I've broadcast from up there a couple of times. It's a really terrific day up there. And you'd be hoping for a bit better turn-up of cars, wouldn't you?
Yeah, well, if the weather's spot on, mate, like days like we're in now, like, you know, you're going to get a fantastic turnout. So I have already done – I've prayed every night for the 5th of April.
Yeah, you're really pushing him to the limit, aren't you?
Yes, I am, because I've got shows on all the way to Christmas every month. So I am, even through winter. So
you are going to get some rain.
Yes, I will get some rain, but you know what? sometimes even through winter, I've had no rain. So I'm just praying to the weather gods, mate.
All right. Look, I'm just going to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present, and emerging.
Watching one of those songs on, pardon me, YouTube during the week, and it could have even been that one with the great Elvis Presley. And he looked terrific as a young bloke, didn't he? Like he was so fit and fantastic. But unfortunately, once the drugs and that got hold of him, the last show that I saw him at, or that I've seen a recording of, he just looked terrible. But anyway, it just. Sad, he was such a great guy. Righto, we're talking to Mr. Excited. You can't get anyone much more excited than Mr. Excited. Glenn, you've just done Moorabbin. You said you've got more shows coming up. What's your next show, please?
Well, after the crank up, I've got my normal Cars and Coffee on the 27th of April, Sunday, at the York on Lillardale in April.
Yeah.
And then that's the morning show, 9 till 11. And then, it continues on. The 25th of May, the Manhattan Hotel. And then Sunday, the 22nd of June, back at the York and Lilydale. Then the 27th of July, back at the Manhattan. And then I'm running the Croydon Main Street car show September the 6th.
When's that, September the 6th, is it?
Yeah, that's a real beauty, that one. That's one of my favourites. That's a real... community event.
So where do they run that, Glenn? Do they block the main street or what?
Yeah, the whole street's blocked off, yep. And then we fill the whole main street full of cars. So, yep.
That's fantastic. Glenn, have you got any other fundraisers coming up?
I'm currently in talks with MND, a big spokesperson for them, for Neil Danaher. We're planning on... We're in current talks, so we're not confirmed, but we're in talks of doing a massive fundraiser at the Manhattan Hotel on the 16th of November for the MMD, which we're actually in talks as me and you were talking. So we're trying to plan that at the moment for a massive fundraiser for that. So that will be real good, yeah.
And have you got one coming up for Holy Fools again this year?
No, we don't, because our schedules just haven't worked out, and I have way too much. I'm already booked out, I forgot to tell you. I actually should tell you this now, but I don't have a confirmed date, But I'm actually running the Maroondah Festival at the end of the year as well. That I only just found out yesterday.
Gee, that's all right. When's what'd you say the date that was? You haven't got the date yet.
Well, they haven't got a date, but they've booked me in for whenever it is. So when we talk next time, I will have a date and a day. And that's probably one of the biggest, like, regard with festivals wise, that's one of the biggest in the whole of the eastern suburbs side. It's massive. It's huge. So,
geez, that'll be fantastic. Where will that be held, Glenn? Like the actual festival itself?
I think it's held at the old Shire buildings.
I think it is. Yep.
I think. You might know more than me because I've never been there. But I like I said, this is early days, but I am booked in for it, which I'm excited about. I'm now running 5 festivals a year now, so it's really taken off. So.
Glenn, I've just got to take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
No worries. The weekend is the weekend and it's sunny in the park. Well, I stay here with my beer and fish and chips till it gets stuck. I got a lot of homework, but homework you can't wait. I never start my homework till it's already too late. My parents say think about your future and my teachers say the same, but it's hard when there's a basketball game at the park. It's 1998 and everybody's saying, "Aaron, you're gonna be a lawyer someday." It's Monday, bloody Monday, and there's 2 things I forgot. I forgot to do my homework, and I only got 1 sub. I'm halfway through a test, but I just can't. Come and look at this old faded photo. It's a picture of that 57 Chevrolet. I wish that we could ride it one more time. I still get excited when I think about it. The driving picture shows you took me to, but I don't recall a lot about the movie stars. Mostly that old Chevrolet.
Not sure if you could hear that song, Glenn, but that was Britney Spears with a 57 Chevrolet, and I know you've got a 58 model.
Yeah, I know. They need to start making a song about a 58 Chevy, I reckon.
Well, I reckon that'd be good. You should get one of your mates to do it.
And I do have a date, too, for the Maroondah Festival, my friend.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
It's Sunday the 9th of November.
Sunday the 9th of November.
Yeah, I thought I'd Just chuck that in quickly.
No, that's good. I don't know if you've heard the song too. We've got a singer, a songwriter in Hillsville. I don't think he lives in Hillsville now, but I know his mum and dad do. And he sings a song about the old Dodge Ute. Cal Kennedy is talking about going through the Dandenongs in this old Dodge Ute. I believe when the Chrysler Car Club, when they had their nationals up in Wangaratta, I think that was their theme song, was Cal Kennedy singing the Dodge Ute. Great little song.
I love the old car. I love all the car songs. They're so catchy and just cool to listen to, I reckon.
Yeah. That song I started off with was supposed to be about cars, but it didn't go anywhere. That's why I changed it over to the other one. Now, Glenn, let's get back. I particularly want to plug the crank up because it's a great one. There's two things. I'm going to be talking about a show at Mont de Lancy in the next hour. And a lot of people, although they've lived here for years, don't know it's there. And there are many, many people that live in this area that have never been down to the museum down there at Yarra Junction.
There's plenty of them, and I know a lot of them actually who have never set foot at the Upper Yarra Museum, which is very surprising because it's got just amazing, amazing history.
Yep.
And it's just mind blowing actually when you see all the old black and white photos and just all the old how the town began and how the whole area began. It's a really It's great just for the kids and for the families to get down and check it out.
And it's got a lot of the old telephones, the old going right back. They've got old radios there going right back. So it's not just one particular type of museum. They cover everything there.
Well, they've got the old jail there from Powtown, mate. So they've even got a display of where the crooks used to be. And I tell you what, it's just like a little tin shed with bars. I mean,
you wouldn't want to be in there, would you?
Oh, no, mate, it looks pretty scary and lonely, but I tell you what, I love the place. It's like setting, like when you're on the train station, which is a part of it, you feel like you're back in time. It's just an amazing place.
Yeah, you do. And I just don't know can't remember how much it is to go there, but I know it doesn't cost a fortune for a family.
I think it's $5, I think, for a family.
Yeah, it's not a fortune for people to come. And, of course, it's not only open on this once a year on the 5th and 6th of April. It's open most Saturdays and Sundays. I know it's open most Sundays. I think it's Saturday as well, but I'm not sure.
Well, I think they have opened it sometimes on Sundays, but I know they're definitely open every Sunday. And I think $5, to see a lot of great history and support them because 99.9% of them who are part of the museum are all voluntary people who take care of the place. They don't get paid for it, and any bit of money does help them, go towards keeping the upkeep of the place,
Well, I mean, exhibits, you can have them there, but unless you keep them looked after, they start to disintegrate, and these are the sorts of things you can't get again. I mean...
And
it's a great testament to whoever came up with the idea to have it there because otherwise some of this stuff would have been chucked down the tip, to be honest.
Well, a lot of it too, with some of the rarest stuff there has all been donated by families who would have either chucked it out to the tip, but a lot of the rare stuff has been given to the museum and preserved. And that's why the place is amazing because you're just never, ever going to find certain items at this place. So.
And we should mention to people, it's not a case of walking in one little room, is it?
There's a blacksmith as well who's there every Sunday showing how the old blacksmiths used to work. And he's hammering away and bending steel and showing how they made swords and all sorts of things. And he's there every Sunday and he's there during crank up as well. But it's amazing to watch. It's unbelievable. My kids love it.
So. And didn't you say on the Sunday too they're bringing in the wood chop?
Yeah, that's a huge competition worldwide, Australia-wide. Everyone travels from all over the place for that. It's a major competition. It's really great to watch. And then we've got the car show on the Saturday to bring more people through the museum because the classic cars always, it suits the museum, if that makes sense.
So. Absolutely. Where's the cars going, Glenn? Out in the front of it or at the back?
No, In the museum part, right in the main part of the museum where the wood shop is, we'll have old cars displayed all over the place, and the numbers have been getting bigger every year, and this will be my third year running a car show for it, and it's got bigger over time. Yeah. So
it's a terrific organisation, that, and as you say, it's just volunteers doing it for the love of what they're doing.
Yeah, that's right. They're all full-time workers, like myself, and they go there every week, and they're always there on the weekends. They're having meetings every week. They really put their heart and soul into preserving that place and keeping it great. So, yeah, Lee, the big boss there, and Lee, yep. Shout out to you, mate. Lee's fantastic.
Yeah, we've actually had Lee in a couple of times spoken to Lee. Yep. And, I know they do a terrific job there. And I'm always a great fan of where it's the community doing for the community. So we need to mention again, it's the 5th and 6th of April down at the Era Junction Museum.
Yep, 5th and 6th of April.
Yeah,
yep.
And Glenn will be there with the old cars on the 5th. And there'll be wood shop and plenty of stuff on the Sunday as well.
Yep, live bands, live music, rockabilly music. It's a really just a great vibe. It's a great energy. It's just a great weekend all round. So.
And your next one after that is only about 3 weeks later or something. You're down on the 27th of April down at York at Lilydale.
Yeah, cars and coffee down at the York and Lilydale. And before I head off too, I have to mention the massive announcement I made a couple of weeks ago where I'm hosting a huge afternoon event on the 25th of October down at Yarra Farm Fresh Strawberry Farm. It's going to be breathtaking, I'll tell you now. I buy strawberries there. The family have asked me to run a twilight car show on beautiful, lush green grass, and that is going to be exciting event. I'm just plugging it just because I'm thinking about not just strawberries. I'm just excited.
And that's on the 25th of October.
Yeah, mate. 5 p.m. start, and we'll have food. We've got strawberries and chocolate and all sorts of stuff.
Gee, sounds like a terrific day coming up.
Or down in Coldstream there.
Or an evening, yeah.
Yep.
Whereabouts is it in Coldstream, Glenn?
It's off old Coldstream Road, where it meets up and cuts through to Lilydale out the back there.
Oh, yep.
Yeah, where the Gun Club's road is, you know, where, down the back there. So it's right down the back. It's on, I think it's about over 1,000 acres. Sure. So,
Glenn, I've got to go.
No problem, mate.
On the door. We shall talk to you next month.
All right, mate. Stay excited, everyone.
Thanks, mate. Bye.